You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends. This is In This League on Sports Grid. ITL on Sports Grid with your boys Bogman and the Welsh, Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. It's us. We're here. The weekend edition before Christmas, the Christmas Eve edition, if you will. It's not actually Christmas Eve, but it's the one right before.
You get it, yeah.
Totally know what I'm saying. You could just say welcome to the show and move on, but you know, the big thing about it, Welsh. You can always do that. We got 3 hours for you today. We're going to be doing our picks, which I'm actually incredibly excited to talk about our picks this week, because I just want to tell you, if you tailed Bogman and the Welsh in week 14... Cream, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bills. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We murder balled it, and it was a very, very good week for that. So hopefully you guys tailed. So we've got our picks. We've got Bubba, KC Bubba in the house in hour three. And this hour, we'll probably get into our picks here in a little bit, so you're going to want to stick around if that's like what you're here for. But between the 24 hours we had between our football podcast and it airing, the amount of things that have happened. And this week, you remember that old adage that we kind of did here earlier this year, Bogman, where we're like, you know, man, this week was a pretty big year, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how this week has been. We're having another one of those COVID, like
I spent a week in Yuma one night. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like this week has been quite a year with the amount of, you've had injuries and you've had players having season end injuries, which we'll talk about, the amount of COVID cases that have popped up from little to huge. A report came out that we are sitting at 4% of the NFL currently has COVID, has currently tested positive for 4%. Not like 4% has had COVID in 2021. No,
right.
4% of the current NFL players, active NFL players,
there's COVID. Over 100 guys on the COVID list right now,
which is wild. That's probably at 5% now. And you've also got probably the biggest story of also the absolute no-brainers in history,
right?
Urban Meyer. And we are going to discuss, I think, a very important issue. Is Urban Meyer...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino,
download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
The worst coach in NFL history. We're doing that right after this. Don't go anywhere. First breakup right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
InThisLeague.com is how you can A, get stuff and things, B, support your boys, and C, go back and watch what was a classic in the four editions of Deck Our Balls. It's our Christmas special that Bogman and I put together. The fourth edition just went down on Friday night, and presumably the replay is still available for you with all of the surprises, the original songs, the Deck Our Balls games. So much fun. And even if that's not your bag, we've got prop sheets, we've got ranks, we've got GroupMe rooms of all different sports, from betting to football to hockey to just talking about movies and whatever. We've got a whole collection of incredible stuff. $5 can get you much of it. And if you want to go a little bit further, we're not talking about dropping $50-$60. $10 gets you in. You can have access to almost everything that we have. You can take that one step further to the captain level. Four levels in the ITL Army. Come and sign up today. Support your boys. Get some stuff and have so much fun this holiday season. End the year strong, as we said, by supporting us.
That's right. And that's your Christmas gift to yourself, your holiday gift to yourself. Go get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think even just the Deck Our Balls Christmas special is worth signing up at the sergeant level alone. And just think, you're going to get sheets. You can get a little bit of live stream action with Bogman. So much fun. So
much fun. Let's do it.
Much fun. The big question. So it's hilarious because we were talking on the podcast, on the ITL football podcast earlier this week. We had recorded before Urban Meyer got fired. Everybody knows Urban Meyer. Like, oh, God, dude. Khan's comments about, like, we're just, like, really disappointed we have to make this move. It's like, no, you're just, like, really disappointed you guys made the worst move of all time. Like, he made it kind of be like a, well, it's come to this type of thing. And it's like, well, dude, your coach is kicking your players, and your entire staff was getting ready to form a walkout. So all you were doing was trying to hold on to that five-year contract that you put together. Like, right. That's the only thing that you were doing. You're trying to find any justification. This guy gave you justification to fire him weeks ago. Pretty
he
much.
He should have been fired.
When he handed his hand up that girl's ass, he was pretty good to go.
Yeah, that should have been it, dude. That should have been the move.
I wish it was hyperbole of, like, what I was saying there, but he literally had his hand up the butt. And that's what, and there's pictures of it. And he's like, you silly guys took that out of context. I just boys being boys. And it's like, no, right, dude, like,
you know, okay.
You were fondling someone that wasn't your wife in a club where you decided not to go back to town. Like, you know what you were doing.
So public. It was like, it was almost purposefully public. Like, there were a lot of people that thought, oh, Herb hates coaching the NFL, so he's doing this so he gets canned.
No, right? He's just a D-bag.
He's just an idiot, right?
Yeah.
So those
things they have out there where it's just like, with, you know, you used to work with, like, major companies, and they'll be like, all right, you know, for social media, you got to make sure to say, like, these are my thoughts and my thoughts alone and stuff like that. So, like, you can't do this whole character assassination thing where people are like, well, you know, okay, it's a moral thing, but it's a coaching thing.
These are my fingers and my fingers alone.
There are moral clauses in lots of places, and they go to social media. Guess what was spattered all over social media? And everywhere on the planet was talked about on every show. It was Urban Meyer doing a little bump and grind, a little ripping and a tearing with that chick in the bar.
There ain't nothing wrong With a little bump and grind, unless you got a wife.
Unless you are happily, quote unquote, married.
Happily?
I'm pretty sure Jacksonville, too. Isn't Jacksonville kind of like a very churchy area?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of churches. So probably, you know.
I just feel it's got a Texas vibe to me. Like, you throw a rock this way, you're going to hit like a Chick-fil-A or a church.
Dude, I'm telling you, there are more churches down, like the main strip down where I live in Texas now. But more churches than fast food places. Like,
they don't call it a strip, though, right?
Oh, of course not. No, it's a road, right? It's the 105.
The congregation. So. It's a congregation of buildings that all happen to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the moral stuff aside, take the moral stuff aside. Like, everything he did was awful. He was an awful person. And
yeah, he may not have been a very good coach, but at least off the field, he was also terrible.
At least he was actually, you know what? Ironically, worse person than a coach. We found out because
and probably the worst coach in NFL history.
Well, and that's what we want to talk about here for a second, because Josh Lambeau, former kicker, said that Meyer was calling him names, called him dip S and kicked him. You got reports of him telling his coaches to their face that he had better, he had a better staff at, what the hell was it? Like
Ohio State.
Not even Ohio State. It was Florida, like some other school. Utah, I think it was.
Remember, Urban Meyer is responsible for Alex Smith. Like, that was the whole, that was like right when he started coaching at Utah.
Oh, you're right.
Was the Alex Smith era. And then he moved to Florida and got Tebow, and then he went to Ohio State. So
someone made the best comment of all time, and I totally agreed. That maybe it might be the greatest 30 for 30. If they could get a 30 for 30 on that Urban Meyer Florida time, where, you know, Cam Newton was a Florida guy for a minute. You had Tebow, Aaron Hernandez, the Pouncey Brothers. Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Chris was the Leak? Wide receiver?
No, what was great there?
Who?
Chris Leak.
Chris Leak was Florida State.
No, Chris Leak was Florida.
Who am I thinking of?
Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston.
No, I was thinking of the quarterback that failed. Failed quarterback, Peyton Manning, draft season, took all the drugs.
Oh, Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf. That's what I was thinking of. Ryan Leaf. No, but there's also the Eagles receiver that called at the concert.
Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper. So that 30 for 30 would be it would be the greatest 30 for 30 that's ever been made. And on top of it, the leader of men, I mean, it's hard. One of the few times you could say Urban Meyer's not the worst guy in the room in that
Aaron
staff.
Hernandez, right.
There's an actual murderer in that room, but guess what? He's near the top of the list of those guys. So I agreed to that and I wanted that. But the question comes up, of course, and this is very like radio-y of us, even though we're on a radio station, but the question comes up, is Urban Meyer the worst NFL coach in history?
You kind of said this on the break. It's not a debate. He is.
For me, it's not a debate anymore. It's not even remotely close. But like, as soon as we did it, here were some things that came up. We asked this question to us. We've got some of our Army members in a room here. We said, all right, you know, is he the worst of all time? And we were just like, all right, well, who else is out there? And it was like, well, I thought of Nick Saban. You know, he had a really bad tenure, and that was you want to talk about Urban Meyer's collegiate success. I mean, Nick Saban, next level.
I think Bobby Petrino is the next best option.
Okay.
Bobby Petrino was 3-10 and then quit. Urban Meyer was 2-11 and then got fired.
Okay. So here was my argument to end the arguments, though, because I think I always think of Dennis Erickson as a Niner fan. Just, you know, we went from Mariucci to Dennis Erickson and just... but here's why Urban Meyer, and we're going to turn this question on its head. Urban Meyer is hands down the worst NFL coach of all time, not just because of the trail that he left behind him of a team that had the number one overall pick, maybe a game changing type of player, a horrible record, 5-year contract, couldn't make it out. But in that short period of time, what was it, January he signed it, we're in December, in less than 12 months, not only did he make the Jaguars worse on the field, which is super hard to do, ruin maybe your best player in James Robinson, he also left an absolute trail of destruction behind him in his staff and a personal life and the image of the team. The image of the team has always been losers, but they were losers and not lovable losers anymore because Urban Meyer is screaming and cursing at everybody in earshot of him. He's fondling not his wife in public. He is not accountable. And he blames everybody.
Even if he was fondling his wife in public, you'd be like, come on, dude, take that home. Right?
Yeah, whatever.
It wouldn't be as disgusting as it was, but...
Rex Ryan had pictures of his wife's feet on his table and stuff like that. Okay. Now he was kind of a lovable little freak.
Rex Ryan also got hacked, right? Like that wasn't out in public, I don't think.
No, I'm pretty sure he had pictures of feet on his desk and stuff like that. Like, but again,
at least it's in his office where there's no cameras. You know,
you can be a little sexually perverse if you want and stuff, but and you can be lovable. Like Rex Ryan, that little freaky Rex Ryan over there with his feet and stuff.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
But Urban Meyer left a path of destruction. Let's talk about that on the other side. And let's go to the next question.
Dip your toe in the water. Come on.
Who's the second worst coach of all time? So let's talk about all of that on the other side. Play along with us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can tweet. We'll be right back right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, friendos. It is In This League. It's Bogman at Bogman Sports. I'm the Welsh at Is It The Welsh. Make sure you guys are locked into all the podcasts for this season, whatever podcast app you're on. Even Google Podcasts has been playing nice. The baseball podcast is up there. You also got the football. So go and check them out, whether you are on Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts or Apple, wherever it is, subscribe. We've got the football, the baseball, Prospect One. We've got the individual defensive podcast. We've got some CFF action. We've even got a brand new podcast on the network, Dynasty Sports Life by our friend Jesse Severe, that's on the network. So go and subscribe to all the podcasts because you don't want to miss anything. If you love the gambling side, Bet This League might feel like a completely different show, but it is part of the In This League Fantasy Football podcast feed. We drop that every Friday. So just subscribe to all of your favorite shows. That is us, assuming it is us. Hopefully, it is us.
Hopefully, you like us. Hopefully, we're not just the 3-hour bump in the middle of your day. But we'll also exactly. Take that. You're still listening.
I mean, you're getting us clicks, so that's right. That's a good thing. Just give us extra clicks if you do that. All right. So, do you agree with my assessment that we don't even have to really have the worst coach of all time because you could make some cases for records.
I'm sure there's someone that coached in the 50s who was like 0-20 before they got fired or something. Like, I'm sure you can go back and find someone with a worse record. But as far as at the peak of the NFL, taking over a franchise, you had the number one overall pick. It shouldn't take much to improve this team.
You had Marvin Jones, James Robinson. You had a LaVisca. You had a actually pretty decent offense and not the worst defense on the planet.
And you make them worse. And you have the number one overall pick. And the not just the number one overall pick, right? You can get the number one overall pick any year. You had it in the year where 3 years ago, we knew who the number one pick was. We knew Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick as soon as he stepped on campus at Clemson, right? That in 3 years, he was going to be the number one pick. And he was, and you got two wins with him, which is just
And he looks awful. He looks awful. But so, and that's
you're
my
in
point
a winnable is, division. You're in a division with the Texans, with the Titans, you know, and you also play a last place schedule this year because you were last place. So you were the first overall pick and you still only win two games. It's just
So you've got that. And like you said, maybe there's an argument, you know, we talked about, you talked about Petrino, you talk about like Saban and stuff like that, but none of those guys, even if there's some 30s coach that went 0-20 or whatever, which they probably wouldn't have fired because back then it's just like, you know, deal with everything. You know, no one gets divorced. You get a disease. You don't get it taken care of. You get a bad coach. You just go through it. Just you deal with life. That's how it was. All of that aside, nobody comes close to the disaster that Urban Meyer is on every front. I think might go down as the most unlikable head coach of all time. No one in his path. No one. I mean, all the players came short of just wanting to scream at him. Marvin Jones was probably the nicest ever that was just like, yeah, some things were said. We took care of it. Like, that's the nicest thing that's been said. Total turn on coaches, players, publicly became his hated wife. By hitting. Yeah, hitting players. You know, I don't know what you think this is. And then having the scandal with his wife and the other chick at the bar. I mean, hands down, worst NFL coach and worst NFL tenure in history, and it's not debatable. If somebody can present something to me of any person, I'll accept it, but I just don't think you will. I just don't think you're going to have it. So here's a fun question Bogman posed before the show. Who's the second worst coach of in NFL history? And I think that is more difficult because you and I immediately went to two different takes. My take, just really quick, I feel like I want to go Nick Saban. And I say Nick Saban because I do think some of these guys have to, you have to build in like who they were if they've got a past. You know, you're not going to go in and be like, oh, you know, what was it? Josh McDaniels, great wide receiver, offensive coordinator, goes really disastrous tenure as a head coach. But okay, whatever. Nick Saban, the most
prolific.
He might
be the guy taking over Jacksonville, by the way.
Which would be hilarious, by the way. But, you know, Nick Saban, one of the most historic NFL college coaches of all time.
The best.
Leader of men. Yeah, the best college coach of all time. Did everything you could ever imagine. Yeah, we have a really good submission here. But you take what he was as a college coach, creating some of the best NFL players of all time, comes over, makes a horrific move right at the top with the Drew Brees, Dante Culpepper situation, and then it falls apart and he lasts a season. So that one jumps out to me, and there's probably some recency to it. Yours was a completely different take on seasonal type of stuff.
Well, I mean, I had two takes. Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ML one.
Okay. So I said, I just submitted for, a possible worst coach of all time, Marvin Lewis. Now, Marvin Lewis had winning seasons with Cincinnati. He had some good years.
That's why I don't like this one.
But they won the division. They never won a playoff game with him. He was there for like a decade. They won zero playoff games with him.
That's pretty rough.
He had a terrible locker room. He had the Vontaze Perfect nonsense happen with him. They never, ever won a single playoff game with him. And they still haven't won a playoff game since 1990. So, you know, I submitted him, but I think my honest answer, and it's not as good as the one our guy Josh just said, I don't think. So I'm probably wrong here too. But Bobby Petrino was a game better. So 2-11 or whatever for Herb, and then 3-10 for Bobby Petrino, and he quit. Like, he didn't even get fired. He quit on the team, walked out. Like, D'Angelo Hall was ready to fight him, you know. He left notes in everybody's locker instead of calling them and having like a team meeting and meeting them like a man. So that was, and also if you look at Bobby Petrino as a whole, I don't know if you remember all this stuff, Welsh, but he He was a head coach at Arkansas. He's cheating on his wife with some type intern there, and he put her on his motorcycle, and then he went and wrecked the motorcycle, and they both got hurt. Remember, he was in the big neck brace with the gashes on his face and the black Bobby eye.
Bobby Petrino is up there with Urban.
Yeah, I know. And somebody, my favorite thing ever was he had like a dumb grin on his face in a neck brace with his black eye, and underneath it says, "Doesn't matter, had sex." So just one of the best memes I think I've ever seen in my life.
That might be the easy one.
He did that stuff in college. So if we're strictly talking NFL, I think it is Herb 1, and then probably it's going to be Petrino 2.
But our boy Josh
brought up a great one.
Because the record is pretty historic. Josh S. submitted Hugh Jackson with the 1-31 record. Completely forgot about that.
Full seasons, though.
Wow.
So that's the difference here is it's two full seasons of Hugh Jackson. He stuck around. He didn't get part of 1 year like Herb and Bobby did. He got 2 full years because the Browns were bad. So I don't know. Like, that record is definitely worse.
I mean, I got to tell you, I think Hugh might have to take it.
But I don't think Hugh had nearly the talent on his roster that Urban Meyer did. Or Bobby Petrino, either one of them.
Well, Urban's the worst coach. We're not debating that. Urban's the worst coach of all time. Like, that's done. Or worst NFL coach of all time from top to bottom. Petrino is interesting because he walked out and had some mess versus 1-31 season Hugh Jackson. That's really, really tough. And I'm not sure. Do you think there's anybody else you can recall that might have anything close to that? I mean, you know, I'm not going to put Marvin in this, like you said. There's longer seasonal ones.
Well, in my lifetime, my team is only at 3 coaches, so I don't. I'm not paying as much attention to this as everybody else is. But
yeah, there's been lots of like bad one-hit wonders, coordinators that didn't work. But if you're talking like real disasters,
Cleveland's gone through coach after coach after coach.
I think Hugh and Petrino, those are the two. Those are the two that you submit. Now, let me submit another question for you, Boggs. Who has had the worst 2020 coaching carousel, Urban Meyer or Brian Kelly? Who's had the worst public like mess? Because like because Kelly had the mess going over to LSU with faking accent. They had they had their the quarterback immediately decommitted from them.
But that's just embarrassing, dude. That's not disastrous.
What's bigger embarrassing? I mean, Kelly didn't face his team. He made them all come at like 3 a.m. or whatever it was for a 10-second meeting.
But at least he met them there. So if somebody wanted to get up in his face and scream at him, they had the opportunity. Petrino left notes like coward. You know, so it's
I'm talking this year. You didn't hear me. I'm talking this year. Urban Meyer versus him. Like Urban Meyer. I'm just saying because Kelly was a disaster.
So there's a rumor, you know, none of Brian Kelly's assistants came with him. Yep. But when Nick Saban went from the Dolphins to Michigan State, and then he went from Michigan State to LSU, he sent a plane from LSU to Michigan State and said, any of my assistants that want to get in this plane and come with me to LSU. There's a job for you.
Who's coming with me?
Nobody got in. Yeah. Not a single person. So nobody likes Saban at that point. Doesn't matter. He's a success story. We could still see that from Brian Kelly. I think Herb's just going to go off and retire. I mean, no TV place is going to hire him.
Nope.
He was great on Fox, but they're not going to hire him now after all that stuff that happened.
I mean, you might be able to get like a Deion Sanders, Jackson State type of thing, you know, some college, that some immoral place. It's just like, well, good old boy, like some, you know, like, I don't know. I was gonna say like a Baylor or something like that. I feel like Texas or maybe some other like, you know, FIU, just like, well, we love, you know, whatever.
Baylor just won the Big 12. They're not looking for a coach.
Yeah, I know they're not. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just some good old country place. It's like, don't worry about them fondling the girls and hitting the players. We support
definitely
you.
There will definitely be a place.
I know.
That would hire him, but I don't think he's going to go to any of those places.
I know what it is. Last Chance U.
Okay.
It'll be last chance
community college.
It'll be a community college. He's going to get a Netflix show. Absolutely.
He's got enough money. He'll get enough money from this podcast.
Well, not after the divorce, I don't think. That's the impending divorce that's going to come. He'll have half of whatever that money is. So, all right, Brian Kelly, big disaster, but not as big of a disaster as Urban Meyer. Hey, friends, don't go anywhere. We have got week 15 picks coming up here shortly, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's In This League, all over all of your stuff. And we can be all over your body if you get some gear at InThisLeague.fans. That's right, Boggs got excited here. We can be all over your body.
How much?
With over mine? Not much. Free, actually. I'll pay you, actually, if it's right. If the mood is right, I'll pay you.
Beggars can't be choosers.
So. Yeah, exactly. We will, we've got all the cool stuff over at InThisLeague.fans. We've got the hoodies, the shirts, we've got mugs, we've got stickers of all the different gear. And I swear 2022, gonna have some of the new stuff up there. There's a couple things that never got released as well, that we've got to get up there. Some stuff we didn't finish, like the mascot series, Bogman Does Mascots, art, and I think we had one other thing as well that we got to get up, and we got to get some new stuff going. But InThisLeague.fans, if you guys want to check out, you want to pick yourself up some stuff, do it today, InThisLeague.fans. So one thing we didn't get to talk about, we didn't do on the football podcast, we probably would have, oh my God, I'm just seeing two more that just happened. Good Lord, Bogman. As we are recording this, Alex Collins and Tyler Lockett just got put on the COVID list. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the amount of things that have happened since we did the football podcast, and we do a gambling show that we're not going to like go through any of the things. We might mention how it changes lines and it might change how some of our favorites are. But I got to tell you, actually, let me start here for just one sec. Well, that's more of a gambling thing. I'll say that for gambling. But let's jump into some of these. One of the two big pieces of news, or the first big piece of news that happened post Urban Meyer, we actually were like semi alluding to it on the ITL football show, was DeAndre Hopkins. And DeAndre Hopkins, we knew, was a little dicey. He didn't look right when he was out on the field. If you watched the game, it was hilarious. I don't know if you watched much of it or how much you listened, but that first like quarter, whatever it was, they're like, DeAndre Hopkins hasn't had a 100-yard game this season, and whoever it was announcing is like, he might get it, he's gonna get it this game, he might have it at half. He never got another catch after that. He ended up like two catches. This didn't look right, looked wonky, and
he's
then,
been playing hurt the whole year.
Well, now he's out for the season, And
the regular season, he could come back for the playoffs, but he's out for fantasy purposes. He's donezo.
AJ Green, whoop, whoop, up. Christian Kirk, solid. But what do you think? Who do you think takes the biggest boost? I think AJ Green inherently takes the biggest boost. You saw a lot of big connections with him in this last game. But between Christian Kirk and Rondale Moore, who do you think takes the actual big? Because I think Kirk, you would see, and a lot of people would get excited about. But from where he's been going to where he could go to where Rondale Moore is and where he could go, I'm kind of more excited about Rondale Moore.
Yeah, I am too, for sure. Like, Rondale Moore is a guy that had just unbelievable success at the college level. So this is a guy, he's undersized, but you can line him up to do so many things. He can be a short guy. He can be a deep guy. You can line him up in the backfield. You can run reverses with him and stuff. And they've been missing DeAndre Hopkins for a big chunk of the year, at least like peak DeAndre Hopkins, of course, because he's been playing through all of these injuries. So he might be on the field, but he hasn't been 100%. He's been like, it's funny because DeAndre Hopkins has been like what Larry Fitzgerald has been the last couple of years, right? Like a red zone threat, and that's about it. You know, he just too hurt to torch guys. So I think Rondale Moore takes a big step up. But in terms of production, I think it's definitely AJ Green is number one wide receiver, but I think Zach Ertz is going to see way more targets too.
That's a good point. Yeah. Cause I think AJ Green goes from like, he was outside of like the wide receiver three range without DeAndre, like at all. I kind of think AJ Green could go into like a low wide receiver two, maybe high wide receiver three, but Ertz is a really interesting one. I'm going to look here. Where do you think Ertz was or is right now on the Fantasy Pros Week 15 ranker?
7-6.
Let me take, you did it really quick. Let me see here.
for tight ends. I mean,
let's see. In PPR, he is number 9. And that even might be a little low. Here are the three guys ahead of him. You tell me. Kyle Pitts against the Niners.
I don't know.
Zach Ertz got Detroit. I think, I mean, Fred Warner has been a little bit banged up and whatever, but I'm going to go Ertz over Pitts.
Yeah, me this too. Week. Especially with no Hopkins.
Dalton Schultz against the Giants is number 7. Schultz or Ertz?
I would go with Ertz.
Me too. Dallas Goedert, number 6 against Washington. Ertz or Goddard? Funny enough.
Ertz.
Yeah, I think so too. So, I mean, okay, we just made him number 6. And, well, here's one more argument. I don't know where you're at. Dawson Knox or Ertz?
Ertz.
And see, I'm not sure. Okay, so 5. So, I mean, you
well,
see Ertz
Josh Allen
5.
Is kind of questionable here. So, I think Josh Allen's going to play, but he's definitely not going to be 100%. And Knox has had some big weeks. But, yeah, look, I think who are the guys you for sure put over Knox, right? Over Ertz?
Kittle.
Kelsey. Gronk, Mark Andrews.
That's it. That's all that are ahead based on what we just did, I want to point out. Those are the
what
only
about
guys you
if
have
Waller
ahead.
Plays.
Well, if Waller plays Waller
ahead of him.
Yeah, I'll go Waller too.
And maybe, you know what? Here's a big question I have for you. This is the only other one.
Ooh, I wonder if you're going to say the guy I'm looking at that I'm thinking
Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I love the Freiermuth, but I don't know. Well, okay. So
I
what
think
we talked about.
Pat.
Here's why I like Pat. It's something you brought up that you really think we might see a little bit of a sit down for Claypool in the first
half.
I'm
not so sure. So, I mean, we'll see. I know that as we're recording this, that Mike Tomlin was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday and they talked about it. I just didn't get to watch it. So I don't know what Tomlin said about it. So there's definitely a comment, but I have not had time to watch it yet.
Okay. I think he's in that range because I love the fire, but I'm not 100% sure. Here's the one I was looking at. What about Mike Gesicki? He's got the Jets this week. I love Tua this week.
Gesicki's a good one. I you know, it's funny.
Jalen Waddle, that's the other one we're going to talk about. Jalen Waddle is on the COVID list and might not play. That's even more of a reason for Gesicki.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at my rankings. I actually had Ertz a little bit lower at Detroit, but yeah, I did have him behind Schultz and Knox and Gesicki, but I think he just moves up with Hopkins out. So I think I'm going to put him ahead of Gesicki. I'll put him behind Waller. I have him at 7 for this week. So Kelsey, Kittle,
Ertz?
Gronk, Andrews, Freiermuth, Waller. Those are the guys I had ahead of him.
Well, I think Gesicki might be deserving of it, especially with all things considered. It's a horrible team, and Jalen Waddle's out, and Tua thrives on that volume.
You know what?
Gesicki
you're right.
Moves.
I didn't consider Waddle being out yet because I haven't updated these rankings. So you're right. I'm going to put Gesicki ahead of Ertz as well. Plus, let's not forget that entire running back room has COVID as well.
Running back room of the Dolphins is on COVID.
Duke Johnson is the only guy that doesn't have COVID at running back for the Dolphins. So I think Jared Doakes might not have it either, but they're going to have to bump him up from the practice squad to get him to play. So it is messy. So yeah, Gesicki does have to move ahead of Ertz here.
It's funny. We kind of brought Ertz like back down a little bit, but if you go and you pay attention to the pros on the fantasy pros, three to four tight ends that are consensus ranked above him right now, we don't agree with. It's silly. I'll give you Firemuth, and I think Gesicki is ahead of him for sure. And if I give you Firemuth, that still moves Ertz to number seven. That we would have seven, and he's a guy that is going to benefit. But there's multiple tight ends that seem to benefit from some of the COVID stuff. So there's another one, Jalen Waddle on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. Bogman had Waddle as his number one receiver this week for all the reasons that make sense. His number one, and we do this thing where it's, you know, the guy who jumps in as a number one, and you had Waddle, and then he shows up positive on the COVID list. Probably should have seen it, to be honest with you, with all of the current Dolphin COVID issues. You know, their entire running back crew is out. Any team that is in these intensive protocols, all their players should be dicey. The entire Browns team, but Nick Chubb is on the COVID list. Now almost the entire Dolphins team, beside they got Tua probably in a bubble.
Well, those teams also have to put everybody in a bubble, like Jake Gyllenhaal, right? So you go and get the bubble boy for Nick Chubb and make sure that he's going to be okay to play on Saturday. So because they even asked Roger Goodell about potentially moving that Raiders and Browns game. And it's like, nope. And I think that's kind of what after having so much fiasco with it last year, the COVID stuff, and having games played on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and all that weirdness, I think they're just kind of like, this whole year, they're like, we're not moving your game. So if you have to forfeit, you'll forfeit, but we're not moving it.
They die.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how he is. That's how Goodell is. He's like, nope, we're not doing anything. He's like, we lost money before. He's prioritizing the money over the lives, I think, at this point of what's going on. So other COVID issues. Who else? So we had Baker Mayfield, the big ones. Oh, and then just as we were literally coming on, Tyler Lockett. But that's such a good point. And it really proves a point that we're sitting here where you have every step of the way. You've got to be careful. And we were really pushing the idea that people might want to get back to having just subs in the league for if your roster is about to go down and your guys are questionable, you have a backup, or if games are going to be canceled. I mean, it looks like one of the big issues we had, I guess, last year was the idea of games being pushed or moved or canceled and going to Tuesdays and stuff, that you wanted to have your crew just ready just in case. NFL doesn't seem like they're doing that as much, but I think having a backup plan, because not just the injury front, but the COVID front has got multiple starting quarterbacks in issue. I mean, the Browns are bringing up Nick Mullins, which shows you Baker doesn't look like they feel confident about a positive test. Didn't you say?
We also just have injuries at this time of year.
But you say Taylor Heinicke. Well, yeah, let's go to the injuries in a second. But you say like Heinicke, isn't he on a COVID thing?
I don't think Heinicke's on the COVID thing. He had his knee swell up, but he did on Thursday practice in full. So he should be good to go. But Kyle Allen has COVID. So Kyle Shermer is now the backup. Kyle Shermer wasn't very good in college. So
huge amount of wide receivers, Jarvis Landry, Tyler Lockett, all these guys, running backs, a decent amount, guys like Alexander Madison. And then, like you said, you've got on top of all of this, you've got injuries where
it's late in the season. Yeah. These guys are just getting banged up. Yeah.
Hockenson announced that he had surgery. He's done.
So he's done.
And the mounting amount of players that are currently dealing with injuries.
Leonard Fournette didn't practice 2 days in a row, which makes me super nervous.
Ronald Jones might be the biggest pickup in the history of pickups.
Ronald Jones is in there. There's somebody else that didn't practice today, too. And these guys are just cropping up late on the practice stuff, too. It's like, it's bad enough with COVID this week.
It's going to be an S show.
Javonte Williams, that's who it was. 2 days in a row has been sidelined with the leg thing. So, Tony Pollard didn't practice on Thursday. James Conner didn't practice 2 days in a row. So there's a lot of guys right now that, you know, it's late in the season. You kind of expect this stuff. But when you come out of the game clean, you expect to go into the next game clean. And that's just not happening this week.
How
crazy.
Messy, do you think this week one of the playoffs is going to be? Take all the stuff that we have happening right now. Do you think it's going to be as much of a
disaster? I got some hyperbole here for you.
Do you think it'll be as much of a disaster as it feels? Do you think it will end as much of a disaster?
I think it'll be worse. Man. I think because of what's happening this week, we are going to have roto football moving forward. I think people are going to be so mad about the playoffs. So mad about their players not playing in the first week of the playoffs that there are going to be leagues that move to roto football next year. I guarantee you.
Roto football.
It's going to be mainly guys that play baseball and football.
Those will be the complainers. Those complainers will be the ones.
So many crybabies, right?
There's a lot of crybabies happening
in the real NFL. So is it a shock that it happens to your fantasy team, right?
You've played roto football.
No, it sucks.
I won. The planet, right?
The only roto football league I ever played, it was an IDP league, and I won it. So
you're an advocate.
I'm absolutely not. I hate it. I like talking smack.
That's true. Just sit back and you're just like, oh, okay, I'm here this week. All right. When we come back, we're going to end out our one.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
In hour two, we're going to be getting to all of our picks and our plays for NFL Week 15. That should be a nice Week 14.
Anything changes between now and Sunday.
Yeah, Week 14, we killed it. I don't know how it'll go here. Don't go anywhere, friends. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Welcome back, buddies. It is Bogman and the Welsh ending out hour one. Bogman and I on the break. We're literally just going and just pre-preparing ourselves for what a disaster this first playoff week is going to be, most likely. And, you know, I had multiple leagues where I was in first. I think I ended up I went into week 14 with at least three leagues of being first place. And I'm going into the playoffs with only one. And I feel like on the precipice of maybe going into week 16 with one or two teams left. And I think I have five. The biggest hurt one is the industry league that Bogman and I are playing in the flex league, Jake Seeley's flex league. We're playing Hall of Famer, Steve Gardner. We were incredible all season. We've tapered off a little bit. It's kind of gone the way of Tyreek Hill. We just lost Hopkins and we are going in a matchup against Steve Gardner and it is looking brutal.
Yeah, I'm looking at my other rosters here, too, and it's just not so much fun.
No. Definitely you know what? Not. Probably next week, Bogman and Welsh going to be big roto football, guys, now that we're talking about it even more.
Footballs. I don't care. I would rather lose. I'm not going to do roto.
Taking away the excitement. I mean, to be fair, let's go
on
the other
side. I mean,
you
burn all the excitement away doing that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was about to say is like, let's take this on the other side. I look at, I've got, I think five leagues that I am in the playoffs in, three of them do not look good. And one of them's dicey and one of them looks all right. Just think, you, if we pull off like the flex win and I pull off one of the PPR ones, it's going to feel so much better. You just don't get that excitement from a roto-based league. And that is why Bogman and I have always been so excited and happy about playing head-to-head. And I think we are the outliers in the industry in all sports. So we're a baseball head-to-head type of guy because we love playoffs. We like that excitement. We like the things that can happen. But the crybabies always win because it's like, well, I was in first place all year and then this happened. It's like, yeah, it sucks. That's sports, though. You know,
that's how it works.
That's why fantasy is fun.
If the Bucks lose Tom Brady, they're not good anymore. So if you lose your best player, you're not good anymore. It's the way of the world.
Way of the world. Better not happen, by the way. Our bet's still live, so we better... if he's going to go out week 17, 18,
that's right.
Please, if that's going to happen. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, speaking of bets, hour two, all of our picks. We're going to review how we did last week, and we're going to look to week 15 as Bogman and I make our picks with the coin. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.